It's Thursday. Coming in on the boat, Dr. Frank Bowling from the Bowling Chiropractic Center. Doc, how you doing on this fine day?
I'm doing well, Dwayne. Yourself?
Fantastic.
Good.
Dr. Bowling joins us every Thursday for a visit from the Bowling Chiropractic Center, and we're going to talk about the zones a little bit again today. You know, Doc, last time you were in talking about this really fascinated me. This one spot in the back of your head, you can actually find what's ailing someone by just that spot. It's fascinating.
It is fascinating. It's very helpful. I've only been doing this about a year, and I've studied just about every technique out there. But this ridge along the base of the skull, actually it's called the superior nuchal line, and that can be divided into six zones. And depending on which is more prominent or more tender, it's a combination of what I feel and what the patient feels, and you can arrive at a zone. And it's so consistently tells me where to look, where to work in the spine. And sometimes people come in with symptomatology, and that kind of gives me a hint of where to look on that ridge. But it doesn't always work out that way. But just as an example, if somebody comes in with sinus problems, it kind of gives me a hint to maybe look at zone 2, which is the eliminative system. Eliminative system is all the ways that our bodies eliminate toxins and byproducts of metabolism. And that can be sinuses, it can be throat, it can be lungs, it can be skin, it can be your colon or your urinary system. Bodies eliminates toxins a lot of different ways. And so if I do find that zone 2 is what is indicated, that tells me to look at certain levels in the spine. Zone 2 happens to be C2, T3, T12, and L2. So that's where I will tend to look. Now, I may do other things. I may adjust other areas of the body depending on what the symptoms are or why the patient is there. But I just find this to be fascinating because it is so consistent with what I've preached every, from my whole practice life, is this bigger picture of chiropractic, that the spine controls everything, that the nervous system controls all of the organs, all of the systems, all of the functions of the body, and you can always have an impact. Now, I never tell people, that I'm going to cure everything that's wrong with them, but there is always going to be neurological involvement, nerve system involvement, and if you're not addressing that, you're missing a part of the picture and maybe the primary part of the picture. So it's just a fascinating thing.
So whenever you get to this spot in the back of the head and you're hitting on these five spots there, will the patient feel like pressure when you hit the right one, and that's how you
they
indicate it?
They will. And what I always say when I put the patient face down, I'm going to poke you in the head six times. You pick one if you can. You tell me which one is the most tender. If you can't pick one, I'll pick one myself because I can feel it as well. And most of the time, we agree. If they say number 3, frequently I will say, well, that's what I would have picked. That's what I felt. It'll be a little bit more raised. It just has a different feel to it. So it correlates very well. So another example, a zone 6 circulatory system. If people have a history of blood pressure problems or if they've had a stroke, frequently I will find zone 6 circulatory. And so, again, that doesn't mean I can fix all those things, but sometimes they do respond. Sometimes people, as far as that symptomatology, will be better. But either way, it's as I said, it's always a good thing to take interference out of the nerve system in the area that is impacting that part of the body or that function of the body.
The size of the patient does not matter either. I mean, you could have 400-pound patients, or you could have babies, newborn infants, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I just had, I love working on babies. I always like to talk about babies, but I just had one this week, a month old, colic, called and checked on her the next morning. The mother was over the moon excited because this baby wasn't sleeping, wasn't happy, crying a lot, and she was just dramatically better after one adjustment. And that typically is the case with little babies. We help 19 out of 20 of them statistically, and most of the time they're better after the first adjustment.
Chiropractic care, it's a fascinating field, folks. This man's been at it for over 40 years, still going strong on Main Street, downtown Washington. The best part about it, it's a $20 investment. That's it, $20 to feel better. No insurance, no paperwork, nothing of the sorts, just 20 bucks. Doc, how do they get a hold of you?
254-0246, right there in downtown Washington, 312 East Main Street, about a block west of the Indiana Theater, and of course, bowlingchiropractic.com.
Always great catching up, sir. Have a great week.
Yes, sir, you too.